Now, we heard earlier on the programme about new planning legislation going before TDs tonight for a vote. Hardly the stuff that would attract the attention of a major Hollywood star, you might think, but you'd be wrong. Mark Ruffalo, most famous for playing the Hulk in the Marvel franchise, released a video on X where he speaks to Irish actress Alison Oliver and claims that the Green Party here is allowing LNG, liquefied natural gas, and fracked gas into Ireland.
Hey, I need your help. You know, the Irish Green Party is about to do something really terrible to the environment and our climate.
Oh no, what is it?
Well, they're trying to jam through a bill to fast-track building liquid natural gas terminals that would import fracked gas from the United States. And I need you to help me tell the Irish people all about it.
Gas terminals?
Yeah. And what's worse is that the Green Party, which promised the voters that they would stop the import of fracked gas and LNG when they joined the coalition government in 2020. But since then, they've been opening the door for the Irish government to build an LNG terminal in the Shannon Estuary of all places. We can demand that the Greens get off gas and stop LNG. That's the best thing we can do. They need to remove the LNG fast tracking and prioritization as a strategic infrastructure from the planning bill and permanently just ban LNG now.
That's Mark Ruffalo there. Well, we're joined in studio this morning by the Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth, Oisin Coughlan. You're very welcome indeed.
Morning,
is any of that true, what he just said there? Is the Green Party planning on bringing in fracked gas into Ireland?
Well, they are planning to vote for the planning bill tonight, and there is an absurd contradiction at the heart of the debate this evening. Because on the one hand, this government, with the Green Party as one of the three parties in it, has said there's no role for commercial terminals to import liquefied natural gas, which is worse than coal, by the way, the science finds. No role for commercial terminals ever, that there's no future for that. And that there's no role for any LNG at the moment, none should be permitted, while they do research to see does it have any role to play in a state-controlled reserve for emergencies. So that's what the policy says at the moment. But on the other hand, this planning bill, they went to considerable trouble in the Shannon to put in specific clauses to specify that all forms of gas infrastructure, and particularly LNG, should be designated as strategic. Now, that kind of contradiction is so absurd, it sounds like we've been gaslighted. Like, you don't go to the trouble of designating something that you say you oppose, or that you don't know whether we need, as strategic. That makes no sense.
Eamon Ryan, in an interview with the Mirror newspaper over the last few days, said, "I don't think anyone is planning to bring fracked gas in. I don't think that will happen." The paper said he is yet to decide if a state LNG facility should be built for emergencies or not, and he has asked Gas Networks Ireland to do more research.
So two really important things there. One is that the company that has currently applied to build a terminal on the Shannon Estuary, Shannon LNG, is controlled by New Fortress Energy, who are one of the biggest exporters and producers of fracked gas in Pennsylvania, which is why Mark Ruffalo is interested. And they want to export gas as much as they can and to drive as much use of gas as possible. The gas that is fueling those hurricanes in Florida that we're hearing about. And on the other hand, yes, the cabinet has made some noises about all those limitations. Your colleague David Murphy outlined them earlier, but they're not in the bill. None of those limitations, none of those constraints are in the bill. And they're in various cabinet memos. So they don't have the force. And we saw that they should have, that the minister gives the impression they have. And that was proved, literally proved last week in the High Court, who decided that what we understood to be a moratorium in LNG didn't constitute a moratorium.
The judge said that.
And he instructed on board planner to go back and reconsider Shannon LNG's existing planning application for a commercial terminal. So as this government is going out the door, all of their good words on phase out of fossil fuels are being undermined by both this planning bill and by the High Court judgment saying that their own policies aren't strong enough to do what they say they're going to do.
Well, let me tell you what the Department of Housing, which has responsibility for planning, said to us in a statement in relation specifically to the LNG aspect of this planning bill. They said that identification of a significant and specialist development type, such as LNG terminals and or storage facility for strategic infrastructure scale assessment, does not automatically imply acceptance or prioritisation. It also noted that the November 2023 energy security package recommended that consideration be given to state ownership of a temporary facility.
Yes, but why do you designate something as strategic if, as he's saying there, we're not sure if we need it? And yes, Minister Ryan is now saying that there's further assessment needed. So that needs to be a government decision. It needs to be really clear that the government is saying to onboard Panola, to all the state agencies who might otherwise have other agendas, that the energy security review review isn't over, that we are still looking at whether a gas reserve is useful. What the minister has said is actually, if it takes so long to do this thing, this floating LNG terminal, that actually the decline would be, the gas use would be declining, and the risk we're trying to offset actually mightn't be as big a risk by then. So, you know, how long it takes us to do big infrastructure. It's not clear at all that this is a useful thing to do, or that the threat to our interconnectors from Scotland, which supply all the gas we need, is actually big enough to make this climate breakdown forcing gas terminal a worthwhile endeavour at all.
Do you have a real worry then that a new fossil fuel infrastructure, adding LNG to the energy portfolio here, is about to be developed?
Well,
would you go that far?
Well, I mean, Shannon LNG won in the court last week. They will now, from next Monday, unless the government appeals and Bord Pennell has to start reconsidering their application. And government policy is really confused now. It's not clear what status it have. And the last thing the government's doing is passing a law that says LNG is strategic. That looks like Shannon LNG or New Fortress Energy, that looks like a clear path to doing what I want to do. And we commissioned Ireland Thinks to do some polling on this. The public is very clear. I think some Fine Gael backbenchers, maybe even some Fine Gael ministers, or Fianna Fáil minister, think this is a popular route. The public is very clear. 2-1, they say, they don't want to build a terminal that would import fracked gas from the US. And when you offer them the choice about how do we keep the lights on, they say very clearly, 71%, 29%, let's build more renewables, let's build battery storage, let's interconnect to France and the UK, okay. Let's not build new gas infrastructure.
So this vote tonight then in the Dáil, what are you saying to Green TDs this morning?
Well, we're asking all TDs, at the very least, to strip out all reference to LNG here. It doesn't need to be here. The bill does plenty of other things that are controversial. Just strip out all the
But the Green Party specifically.
Well, specifically the Greens.
Can they back this bill?
The Greens went into government saying they would stand firmly against the importation of fracked gas. And they have made some progress in that with their other government coalition partners. But this bill tonight seems set to undermine that significantly and risks putting their legacy in government in grave risk and in tatters.
Are you urging them to vote against it?
We're urging all parties to vote against LNG tonight. And if the government won't withdraw those amendments, to vote against the bill entirely.
And if they don't?
Well, we'll be criticising them.
Will you feel betrayed by the Green Party?
We'll feel significantly, like, really let down if having done all this hard work, they actually leave the Dáil open to LNG on their way out the Dáil. That would be not a good legacy.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisin Coughlan, Chief Executive of Friends of the